Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa bihi nasta'in. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Habibi qalubina wa tabibi nafusina rahmatil alameen. Abil Qasim Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala
والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد قد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يَعْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته The topic that we were discussing is أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And last time we just tried to put a few points across in regards to the importance of Amar bin Maruf wa Nahy al Munkar. We mentioned to you a few things. If you remember in the first session, we mentioned to you that Imam Ali alayhi wasalam, he has said that if you were to take the worships and all the good deeds, or all the good deeds that you can perform and even jihad, compared to Amar bin Maruf wa Nahy al Munkar, it is just the same as the wetness in your mouth, yani the la'abidahan jo aapka hai, compared to the ocean. So the liquid that we have inside of our mouth, that compared to the ocean. And we explained to you the reason is that if Amar bin Maruf wa Nahy al Munkar is not done, there will be nothing of good that will be established. Amar bin Maruf wa Nahy al-Munkar is the head, and the rest of the worships and obligations are the body. If there is no head on the body can't do anything. So, jo aap se arz kar rahe hain wo ye hai ke Amar bin Maruf wa Nahy al-Munkar ki jo zarurat ki ahmiyat jo hai wo bahut zyada hai aur اس کے حوالے سے امام علی علیہ السلام کی ان کی ایک حدیث بھی آپ کو بتائی تھی کہ امام نے کہا کہ اگر آپ باقی کس تمام کے تمام عبادات اور اچھے کام حتیٰ کہ جہاد بھی اس کو لے آئیں تو امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر اس کے سامنے جو ہے وہ ایسے ہی جیسے سمندر ہے آب دہن کے یا لعب دہان جو بھی آپ کہتے ہیں اس کے مطابق تو اس کی جو اہمیت ہے وہ اس سے انکار نہیں ہے میرے خیال سے کسی کو بھی انکار نہیں ہوگا لیکن مشکل یہ ہے کہ ہم کرتے نہیں ہیں اب ہم کیوں نہیں کرتے اس کے حوالے سے بھی کچھ آپ کو بتایا تھا ان میں سے جو سب سے بڑی چیز جس کی وجہ سے ہم اس فریضے کو نہیں ادا کرتے وہ ایک تو حیا ہے اور دوسرا فیئر ہے یہ دو چیزیں حیا لوگوں سے اور فیئر بھی لوگوں سے اور جہاں پہ مشکل ایک انسان کے لیے پیدا ہو جاتی ہے جب وہ ان دو چیزوں کی حیا اور خوف لوگوں سے رکھے تو اس کے بعد وہ ایسے ہی ہے جیسے مرا ہوا ہے یعنی آپ اس کو زندہ نہیں کہہ سکتے تو اگر حیات ہے تو حیات اس میں ہے کہ حیا بھی خدا کے ساتھ ہو اور خوف بھی صرف خدا کے ساتھ ہو باقی نہ تو لوگوں کے ساتھ حیا ہو اور نہ ہی لوگوں کا خوف ہو جہاں پہ خدا کا حکم ہے اس حکم کی تعمیل کی جائے جو بھی نقصان جو بھی آپ کو ضرر پہنچتا ہے اس کو آپ مد نظر نہ رکھیں اور اس کام کو جو ہے وہ اس obligation کو ادا کریں تو in another part also like if you look at the traditions there are many different things in regards to Amar bin Maruf wa Nahy al-Munkar but one thing Also in Quran as well, it has been mentioned, the people who do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahy al-Munkar, they are mentioned the same status as Anbiya. So, yani, they will have the same sort of status in this world, and they have the same status in the next world. So the people who will do Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi al Munkar, they will be standing in the saf of Anbiya, because it is that responsibility which is on the shoulders of Anbiya alayhi salam. And if a person who is not a Nabi, who is not a Prophet, decides to do this, that person will be on the same status. And on the Day of Judgment, the worshippers, the people who have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of their lives, the people who have done other good deeds, given all of their money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the Day of Judgment, when they will look at the status of someone who used to do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi al-Munkar, all of them would be wanting that status. Yani, even to the point where only Anbiya and the people who do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi al-Munkar, their status, the rest of the people's status would be lower and their status would be higher. Ab aap, yani itni motivation hone ke baad, itni zyada taqeed karne ke baad bhi hum agar is wazife ko, is wajib ko amal, isko na karein, iske upar amal, to yani ab aur kya, yani khuda kya keh de hame. اس نے یہ کہا کہ اگر آپ امر بن معروف نہیں من کر کرتے ہیں, آپ کے لئے جنت جو ہے وہ آپ کو مل جائے گی, آپ کا درجہ انبیاء علیہ السلام کے ساتھ ہوگا, آپ کو اس دنیا کے اندر بھی جو ہے وہ ہم اس کا جزا دیں گے, اس کی جو ہے وہ ریوارڈ دیں گے. امر بن معروف نہیں من کر کو جو ہے اگر آپ کرتے ہیں تو وہ معصومین علیہ السلام کی سیرہ ہے, اس کے اوپر آپ چل رہے ہیں. یعنی اتنی موٹیویشن ہونے کے بعد ہم اس کو چھوڑ دیں, یہ عقل جو ہے نا وہ اس کو نہیں مانتی. And after so many traditions and so many verses of Quran, if we still do not perform Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi al Munkar, then I don't know what else has to happen. Yani, are we expecting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, for Him to talk to us directly and say that Hassan, you should do Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi al Munkar? Yani, what are we waiting for? Is it that Imam Rizwan Sahib should knock on our door and then he should tell us that why are you not doing Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi al Munkar? Or do we want the same thing as the people wanted after the Prophet passed away, after announcing Imam Ali as the Mawla? That stayed in their houses and did not do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi al-Munkar to the people who were going to be, who did what they did, that Bibi had to go and knock on the doors. Like, is this what we are waiting for? The same thing for as those people, that the daughter of the Prophet should come out of the house and she should knock on doors to remind them of their duty to do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi al-Munkar? Is that what we are like? Yani, I don't understand what we are waiting for. Na, ye mujhe samajh mein nahi aati. I'm talking this to my own self. It's not to do you, but because I'm sure you do this. It's to do with me. I'm talking to my own self. تو اب یہ ہے کہ امر بن معروف نہیں منکر آپ کرتے کیسے ہیں؟ ڈونٹ ڈو دس, یہ امر بن معروف نہیں منکر. وائی آر یو ڈوئنگ دس؟ کہ آپ کو کیا سمجھ میں نہیں آتی کہ آپ حجاب کیوں نہیں آپ نے پہنا ہوا, نماز کیوں نہیں پڑھتے بھائی؟ آیا آپ کو خدا سے ڈر نہیں لگتا؟ نماز پڑھیں, خون کیوں نہیں نکالتے؟ آپ کو پتہ کہ سارا آپ کا مال جو ہے وہ حرام ہے, آپ جو کھا رہے ہیں وہ آپ کے پیٹ میں جو جا رہا ہے حرام جا رہا ہے, آپ کی کوئی عبادت قبول نہیں. Is this the way to do? آیا یہ انداز ہونا چاہیے؟ You're going to go to hell because you're not doing this. آیا ہمیں ایسے کرنا ہے؟ یہ جو داڑھی آپ نے کیوں نہیں رکھی ہوئی بھائی؟ Is this the way that we do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi al-Munkar? Shaykh Mutali rahmatullah alayhi, he has said that in the name of Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi al-Munkar, the amount of sins that have been committed, if you were to put it in a scale, those sins will be heavier than the sins committed in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, people have committed more sins in drinking, in adultery, in fornication, in backbiting, in tale-telling, in israf, in extravagance. People have committed more sins, people have committed less sins doing the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to what people have committed in trying to do Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, or in the name of Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Masalan, I know of a brother, and generally in Pakistan it is like this, he went to a Maulana and he asked him a simple question which had to do with the basics of religion. Just the basics of religion, he didn't know something, so he went and asked. The Maulana's reply was, he said that, you're so old, and you're so old and you still don't know this. And he said that as soon as I got this as an answer, and whatever he said afterwards, I didn't really listen to. And after that, I never went to anybody to ask a question. Like, humne Pakistan mein ek Maulana sahab ke paas gaye, unse jo hai wo ek sawal pooch liya, jo ke basic sawal tha. Unhone hume jis tarah se jawab diya, unka ki tum itne bade ho gaye, tumhe nahi pata ki ye kaam kaise karte hain. उसके बाद उन्होंने मुझे बताया कि क्या काम था, लेकिन वो कहते हैं कि वो मेरे रजिस्टर नहीं हुआ और उसके बाद मैं दोबारा किसी के पास गया ही नहीं है कोई भी सवाल करने. यानी वो शख्स जो है वो दीन से दूर हो गया. क्या था कि मौलाना अगर वो पहला सेंटेंस ना कहते कि मतलब तुम इतने बड़े हो गए, तुम्हें अभी तक इस बात का नहीं पता, अगर वो ये पहला सेंटेंस ना कहते और उस शख्स को आराम प्यार के साथ जो है मोहब्बत के साथ उसको समझाते, तो क्या उसे कभी मुश्किल नहीं होती. आपको क्या है कि हम भी जिस अंदाज में अमर बिल मारूफ नहीं मुनकर करते हैं, ये जो आपके सामने मैंने गुस्ताखी की, आवाज को ऊंचा किया और ये सब, वो आपको एक मिसाल के तौर पर समझाने की कोशिश की. कि हमारा अंदाज भी अमर बिल मारूफ अनिल मुनकर का ऐसा है कि जब हम इस अंदाज में करते हैं तो लोग वजह इसके कि दीन के नजदीक आए वो दीन से दूर हो जाते हैं. रसूल को भी खुदा ने कहा था कि आप जब बात करें, जब तबलीग करें, जब मैसेज को पहुंचाएं, तो लोगों के साथ नरमी के साथ, प्यार के साथ, मोहब्बत के साथ, उनकी इज्जत को रखते हुए, उनकी इज्जत नफ्स का ख्याल रखते हुए अमर बिल मारूफ अनिल मुनकर करें या पैगाम पहुंचाएं. क्योंकि अगर आप इस तरह से पैगाम को नहीं पहुंचाएंगे, तुम्हारे पास कोई नहीं आएगा. तो जो सबसे बड़ी चीज, अगर कोई कहता भी है कि भाई मैं अमर बिल मारूफ नहीं मुनकर कर रहा हूं, तो जो सबसे बड़ी चीज माने बनती है कि उसका असर हो, वो हमारा अंदाज है. सो द थिंग दैट एक्चुअली बिकम्स अ हिंड्रेंस इन डिलीवरिंग दैट मैसेज ऑफ अमर बिल मारूफ नहीं मुनकर इज द वे वी डिलीवर इट. If we deliver it the way that Aiman alayhis salam delivered it, you have many different events in their life where a person comes and disrespects them, and not only them but disrespects their family as well, and imams are listening to this, and after listening they don't react to that. They don't react to that, but like in the case of Imam Hassan alayhis salam, Imam said that, you look like a person not from this city. You look like a traveler. Do you have a place to stay? Do you need some food? Do you have money to go back home? The person at that moment, he's thinking, I have just insulted him. I've insulted his family. Right? But this person, instead of reacting to what insult I have given to him, he is being kind and merciful to me. Because Imam realized that he's from Sham, and in Sham there is a lot of propaganda against us for a very, very long time, and he's probably under that propaganda. So instead of reacting to what he said, Imam was very nice and polite, and the reaction to that was that the person changed his whole outlook. changed his whole outlook on the status of Imam Ali and Aima al-Muslim. He was a changed man. Yani the 50 years or plus of the propaganda that was done on him or in the city of Sham, one action of kindness of Imam ruined the whole propaganda. 50 years of effort from the members was ruined in one moment of kindness of Imam Hasan al-Sattu al-Salam. تو آپ دیکھیں کہ 50 سال کی جو انہوں نے تبلیغات کی ہوئی تھی آئمہ علیہ السلام کے یا امام علیہ السلام کے خلاف, وہ امام نے ایک لمحے کے اندر جو ہے ان سارے کی ساری تبلیغات کو ضائع کر کے اس شخص کو بچا لیا. اگر وہ ہماری طرح کرتے وہ شخص نہ بچتا. ایک شخص کو انہوں نے آگ سے بچا لیا, ایک شخص کو انہوں نے جہنم سے بچا لیا. یہ کیا ہے؟ یہ ان کا طریقہ ہے. کیا کرنے کا؟ امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر کرنے کا طریقہ. دس از دا وے دیٹ آئمہ علیہ السلام ڈیڈ امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر. اور اس طریقے کی وجہ سے انہوں نے ایک نہیں بلکہ وہ لوگ جو حتیٰ یعنی ان کی دشمنی میں آئے ہوئے تھے ان دشمنوں کو دوست میں تبدیل کر دیا. ہمارا جو انداز ہے وہ ہمارا دوست ہمارا دشمن بن جاتا ہے. Our way of doing امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر, our friends they become our enemies. Instead of our enemies becoming our friends, it goes the opposite way. Because the way we say it and the way we do امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر. So the first thing, before we get into the discussion of what it is and which places to do and so forth, we have to work on how to do it. آپ کو پہلے بھی بتایا کہ آپ کی جو ٹون آف وائس ہے اس سے بہت فرق پڑتا ہے. پڑتا ہی نہیں پڑتا؟ مثلا میں آپ سے کہتا ہوں یہ جو ابھی میں نے آپ کے سامنے گستاخی کی اور اس طرح زور سے بولا, یہ جو ٹون تھی ابھی اسی ٹون کو میں ذرا بدل کے بتا رہا ہوں آپ کو. میرے بھائی آپ نماز کیوں نہیں پڑھتے؟ نماز پڑھا کہ نہیں, اچھی بات ہے, واجب ہے. اگر آپ کو کوئی نماز کے حوالے سے کوئی معلومات چاہیے تو میں حاضر ہوں. یا آپ کو پتا یہ ایک کتاب ہے, اس کتاب کے اندر بہت اچھی طرح سے احادیث جو ہیں جمع کی گئی ہیں نماز کے حوالے سے. اگر آپ چاہیں تو میں وہ آپ کو ہدیہ کر سکتا ہوں. اس انداز میں کوئی مشکل پیدا ہوگی؟ نہیں پیدا ہوگی. And if I was to do it in this regard that you know my brother I don't know why you should try to read namaz, you know, it's very good, it's an obligation. There are different books that are giving a lot of traditions in regards to namaz. If you like, I can give you that as a present, or you can tell me, you know, if you need any help, I'll be ready to help you if you need any help in regards to performing salah. It would be a very good thing for me. Actually, you will be doing a favor to me, not to you. Like, it will be no favor to you, it will be a favor to me, because I will get the opportunity to learn a lot more than what I know about salah. So if you would like, we can sit down and, you know, talk about this. And it would be beneficial for both of us. If I was to do it this way, instead of I shouting at the person, why you're not praying namaz, it's two different effects. ہم سمجھتے ہیں کہ دین کے نام پہ خدا نے ہمیں بلینک چیک لکھ دیا کہ اب جو تم جس کا جو توہین جس کا جس کو دکھ پہنچانا چاہتے تم پہنچا سکتے. ہمیں بلینک چیک نہیں ملا. ہمارے پاس یہ نہیں ہے کہ بھئی اب جس کو بھئی ہم کہنے کا تو اچھا کام کہہ رہے ہیں نماز پڑھو. یا مثلا جب ماں باپ جس طرح سے امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر اپنے بچوں کے ساتھ کرتے ہیں, یہ بھی آپ سے کہا تھا کہ بتائیں گے, تھوڑا اس کے اوپر بات کر لیں. مثلا باپ کہتا ہے اوئے کدھر گئے تھے, کدھر سے آ رہے ہو؟ مثلا بچہ جو ہے وہ اگر تو وہ 13-14 سال کا ہو اس سے اوپر ہو تو اس کے اندر خود ایک غیرت سی ہوتی ہے, اس کے ہارمونز ایسے ہو رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ وہ ریئیکٹ کرتا ہے. ٹھیک ہے, ایک یہ کہ میرے بیٹے کدھر سے آ رہے ہو, فرق ہے. مثلا Even the way the parents, they do Amar bil Ma'ruf and Munkar, if they were to do it a little bit differently. The son comes home late. I'll give you an example. There was in Pakistan, one of my uncles, when we were growing up, he was very tough. And, you know, he always used to be very tough on us. And we were afraid of him a lot. I went back in 93. I was out with my cousin, you know. I hadn't seen him for like 6-7 years. We were out late. I come home, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm afraid of my uncle because I'm home really late and I'm staying at his house. So instead of knocking on the door, in the kitchen I found a little bit of place and I just slept there. Instead of knocking, and I figured that when he gets up for Fajr, you know, I will just get inside and, you know, I'll be okay. So, and now in Pakistan, I don't know if you've seen those floors, in Pakistan there's no carpeting or anything like that. Most of the places it's just bare floor. So I slept on it, and then he got up and he came in the kitchen and saw me lying there. And he's like, Hassan, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, came home late, I didn't want to disturb you. He said, what do you mean you don't want to disturb me? This is your house. You should not have done that. You should have woken me up. Why did you lie down right there? Yani, I was completely shocked. The person that I grew up with, who I was afraid of, you know, is like this. But his approach, he wasn't like, why did you come at 2 o'clock in the morning? He didn't say that. He said that, why did you not wake me up? I was already feeling guilty. The way his approach was, it made a very good effect on me. If the opposite was, he was to come out and say, why did you come at 2 o'clock and this and that, and you are like this and this and this and this, nothing would have registered. So, jis tarah se aap amar bil maruf nahi munkar apne bachchon ke saath karte hain, agar uska result nahi nikal raha na, to thoda sa hame dekhna padega ki ho sakta hai hamare andaaz mein mushkil ho, ki hum kis andaaz mein unke saath baat kar rahe hain. Samajh rahe hain main kya keh raha hu? 14 saal ke baad agha sahab jo hain wo ab gulam nahi rahe. Unke saath aap gulamon ki tarah amar bil maruf nahi munkar nahi kar sakte. اب آپ کو ان کے ساتھ دوستوں کی طرح کرنا پڑے گا. سمجھ رہے ہیں؟ تو یہ جو مشکل ہے نا ہماری, کہ بچے ہماری بات نہیں سنتے. ہو سکتا ہے کہ ہم جس طرح سے ان کو بات سنا رہے ہیں اس میں مشکل ہے. صحیح. یعنی until the child is 14, 7 to 14, that child is a slave. But being a slave means that the way that you're going to tell the slave is not that you're going to be angry because you're in your job, you got a bit of stress and now you have two slaves at home and you're going to take out that stress on the slaves. No, not like that. They are slaves because that age the Prophet has set, 7 to 14, kids are slaves. Yani, they don't have their own will. That's what it means. They don't have their own will. Their will is your will. So if they, for example, say, I'm not going to get up for Fajr because, you know, I have this or that and I'm very tired, they don't have their will. You have to let them know that you have to get up. And you have to be firm about that. But once they are above the age of 14, you can't deal with them the same way. Now they do have a will. Now they're your friends. They have a will. Your friends have a will. They're not under your will. اب آپ نے ان کے ساتھ جس طرح کہ یار آپ جو ہے وہ نماز پڑھا اٹھ جایا کرو میرے ساتھ کے نماز پڑھا کرو, اچھی بات ہے ہم دونوں باجماعت نماز پڑھیں گے, دوستانہ طریقے سے. After the child is from 14 to 21, after 21 that person becomes your advisor. And you will talk to him or her like your advisor. You know, I'm trying to buy this house, what do you think? I'm trying to buy this car, what do you think? Dad, I want to buy this car. You want to buy this car? Okay, let's talk about these pros and cons. Why should you buy that car? You know, let's sit down and talk on the same level. ये इस तरह से करना पड़ता है. हमारे कल्चर में क्या है कि वो बच्चा 40 साल तक भी स्लेव की एज से वो बाहर नहीं जाता, वो गुलाम ही रहता है. बल्कि वो जब उसके बच्चे भी हो जाते हैं फिर भी वो गुलामी के अंदर अपनी जिंदगी कर रहा होता है, बच्चे ही रहता है वो. ऐसा नहीं हो सकता. यू नो इन आवर कल्चर इवन 40-50 ईयर ओल्ड इज स्टिल इन द स्टेज ऑफ दैट स्लेवरी. द पेरेंट्स द वे दे विल टॉक टू दैट पर्सन वुड बी लाइक दैट. So you can't expect results then. आपको रिजल्ट लेने के लिए जो सिस्टम रसूल ने बताया उस सिस्टम के मुताबिक काम करना पड़ेगा. अगर नहीं करेंगे तो फिर मुश्किल हो जाएगी. ठीक है, जो कुरान की आयत तिलावत की थी उसके हवाले से थोड़ा सा तर्जमा कर देते हैं और एक दो और पॉइंट्स है उनको करके तो इंशाल्लाह आपकी ज़हमत तमाम. सलावत पर मोहम्मद. Surah Tawbah, verse number 71. Wal mu'minuna wal mu'minat. So here, everybody who has said ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Is it like this? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Does it mean, oh everybody who has said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, are they the subject?
No, they're
not the subject here. The subject here, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing, the audience here, are those people who have conviction inside of their heart. Not just they have said the shahadatain from their tongue. They have conviction inside of their heart. They are convinced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. They are convinced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. They are convinced that it is only His pleasure that they seek and not the pleasures of others. They are convinced, they are firm in their faith. In their soul, in their mind, and in their hearts, they have convinced themselves. That person is a mu'min. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih, that O people who are convinced on me and all of the usul-e-deen, and are convinced on all of the fru-e-deen, and are convinced in the akhlaq or the beautification of the soul, I am addressing you. Have the taqwa and have it the way that it is my right. See? So, yahan pe jo al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat, ye kaun log hain? Jo iman lekar aaye hain. जिनके अंदर इतनी ताकत है, यानी उनके अंदर ईमान की ताकत है. अगर कोई ऐसा है ना जो सिर्फ मसलन दे से दैट आई एम अ मुस्लिम बट आई एम नॉट अ प्रैक्टिसिंग मुस्लिम, या मसलन दे हैव दिस एज वेल, दे से आई एम अ क्रिश्चियन बट आई एम नॉट अ प्रैक्टिसिंग क्रिश्चियन, और दे से आई एम अ सिख बट आई एम नॉट अ प्रैक्टिसिंग सिख, or I'm a Hindu but I'm not a practicing Hindu. Every religion person who is convinced on their religion, when they hear the statement, their reply is, you're not a Hindu. Their reply is, you're not a Sikh. Their reply is, you're not a Christian. Their reply is, you're not a Jew. And their reply is, you're not a Muslim. The ones who are convinced. Because either you will practice, and by practicing you will be of that faith, or you're not of that faith. यानी इसमें ऐसा नहीं है, इस तरह नहीं है कि भाई मैं कहूँ कि मैं मुसलमान तो हूँ लेकिन मैं नमाज नहीं पढ़ता. भाई आप कैसे, किस तरह से मुसलमान हो फिर? नमाज कौन पढ़ता है किसके ऊपर? क्रिश्चियन पे तो वाजिब नहीं है भाई. نماز کرسچن پہ تو واجب نہیں ہے، نماز تو واجب ہے مسلمان پہ، اور پڑھتا بھی جو ہے وہ مسلمان ہے. اگر کوئی نماز نہیں پڑھتا وہ کیسے مسلمان ہو سکتا ہے؟ سمجھ رہے ہیں؟ یعنی ایسا آپ لا اکراہ فی الدین، ٹھیک ہے there is no compulsion in religion but when you have accepted a religion there is compulsion. I mean, if you are not, nobody is compelling you to be a Muslim. You can be a Christian, you can be a Jew, you can be a Sikh, you can be anything that you want. But you, once you have accepted that faith, then you are compelled to practice it. Nobody twisted my arm to come to Canada, but if I am in Canada, I cannot say that, you know, because I'm from Pakistan, because in Pakistan we don't have red light, green light. And in Pakistan, the person is not a man if he cannot break a red light. If he stops at a red light, they say, this is not a man. یہ مرد ہے ہی نہیں نا، یہ جو ریڈ پہ رک گیا یہ مرد نہیں ہے، اس میں کوئی، یعنی یہ جو ہے وہ موت سے ڈرتا ہے بےچارا، یہ جو ہے نا، اٹس ناٹ اے مین، دا ون ہو بریکس دا ریڈ لائٹ از اے مین. یعنی if it's like this, you know, and I say to the police officer, stops me because I broke the red light, and he comes up and wants to give me a ticket, and I say, what are you giving a ticket for? Where I'm from, this is to prove I'm a man that I broke this red light. So why are you giving me a ticket for? You shouldn't give me a ticket. The person is going to say that you are in Canada now, and you have to abide by the rules that we have put for the traffic. If you were in Pakistan, that's fine. You do this over there, that's fine. But you are here. So before you said that Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, you could do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Aapka jo dil chahta karo. Agar aapne sharab pini sharab piyo, ghibat karni ghibat karo, jhoot bolna jhoot bolo, chugal khori karni chugal khori karo, clubbing karni jo marzi karna karo. لیکن جب یہ کہہ دیا ہے اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ واشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ، اب آپ نہیں کر سکتے. Now you are not allowed to just do whatever you want. Now you have to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said you to do. You can't lie, you can't do backbiting, you can't drink, you can't do clubbing, you can't do any of those. ٹھیک ہے؟ But you are compelled now. Give you another example. Should I give you another example? You guys go to, for example, you have traveled. Aapne travel kiya hua hai na abhi Pakistan masalan agar aap jana chahein to aapke paas PIA bhi hai, Ittihad bhi hai, aur kaun si jati hai, Emirates bhi jati hai aur KLM bhi jati hai. Masalan aapke paas char choices hain. If you want to travel, for example, I'm giving the example of Pakistan, but any country, you have different choices of the airlines that you can choose on. Right? Maslan, I can choose on PIA, I can choose on Emirates, I can choose on Ittihad, I can choose on KLM. I can decide whichever airline I want to fly with. Okay? Now, I go and I decide to buy a ticket for, maslan, PIA. I bought the ticket of PIA. Now I sat down in my chair. Now they're saying, put your seat belts on. I said, well, you know, I don't want to put any seat belt on. Why don't you want to? You don't have a choice anymore. You bought the ticket. You want to travel. Laws are that you have to put the seat belt on. Okay, you put the seat belt on. Now the plane takes off. Once the plane takes off, you go to the pilot and you start saying, listen, can you make a stopover in, for example, in Norway or I don't know what comes. Can you stop over in China? I would like to buy some goods because I need to buy some gifts for my family. And then we will go. Listen, aap zara, aga sahab jo hai na, wo jaye jahaz mein jaake pilot se kahe ki aga sahab aap zara China mein jahaz ko rok dijiyega, humne kuch cheezein khareedni hai apne dost ahbab ke liye. کے لیے گفٹ خریدنے، سستی مل جائیں گے اور پھر چلیں گے ہم پاکستان. ول دے ڈو دیٹ؟ They won't do that. They'll say to you, listen, you had a choice before you chose the airline, before you bought the ticket. What stopovers you wanted to do, you should have decided and bought the ticket accordingly. Now that you are in this plane, you don't have choice. You are bound to go the route that I'm going to take. You can't just stop over any place. Yani, first we have a choice. Christian, Judaism, Hindu, Sikh, whatever. You have a choice. You decide. You decided to be a Muslim. Now you don't have a choice. You are now obligated to perform. You are now obligated to do the laws and rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have a choice. You can't say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would like to go to heaven, but let me disobey you here as well. You know, let me do whatever I want, and then you can put me in heaven. You can't do that. You don't have a choice. But you will have the choice how to spend that 14 hours. You have a choice there. You want to read a magazine, you want to read, go on your computer, you want to go on your iPhone, whatever you want to, you have a choice there. And what is this choice? This choice is, you have to read namaz, but you have a choice that you can read it afdal waqt, or you can read it within the time frame allotted to you. It's your choice. Yani, if Fajr is at, let's say, 6 o'clock, and the sunrise is at 7:30, it is better that if you were to pray namaz at 6 o'clock, but if you're not going to pray namaz at 6 o'clock, you have a choice that you can pray it within that hour and a half. But you do not have a choice to pray namaz after the hour and a half as wajib. You still have to pray, but as qaza. Yani qaza also wajib. Qaza is not to pray, qaza is mustahab. It's not to pray qaza is mustahab, to pray qaza is wajib. Right? So, in regards to this ayat, it's saying, wal mu'minuna wal mu'minat, the people who are convinced on this fact, wo log jinke dilon ke andar iman utar gaya hai, aur wo is iman ki taqat se aamal ko anjaam de sakte hain, khuda ke qawaneen par amal kar sakte hain, ye log kya hain ek dusre ke liye, ba'dhum awliya wa ba'd, ye kya hain, these people are masters of each other. In the translations, you will see friends of each other. Man kuntu mawla, fahaza, aliyun, mawla. Whoever am I a master of, this Ali is a master of his. This is one translation. The other translation is, whoever a friend I am of his, Ali is a friend of his. This is another translation. Awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you are masters of each other. Yani, you have the right to do amar bil maruf wa nahi anil munkar. You have rights on each other. Aapke haq hai ek dusre ke upar. Aap ek dusre ko amar bil maruf wa nahi anil munkar kar sakte hain. Theek hai? Momin bhi aur momina bhi. Samjhe? Yani, ye right Allah Mian ne hame diya hai. اور اگر آپ اس کو دوستی کے معنی میں بھی لیتے ہیں تو امام جعفر صادق علیہ السلام دوست سامنے میرا دوست وہ ہے جو مجھے میرے عیوب ہدیہ کرتا ہے میرے عیب کو ہدیہ کرتا ہے تحفہ دیتا ہے مجھے کیا ریپ اپ کرتا ہے میرے عیب کو اور پھر مجھے پریزنٹ کرتا ہے کہ یہ آپ کا ایب ہے ایز اے تحفہ میں آپ کو دے رہا ہوں سکسٹی فائیو ہیز سیڈ دیٹ مائی ٹرو فرینڈ از دیٹ فرینڈ ہو گیوز می مائی فالس ایز اے پریزنٹ ٹو می یعنی فار ایگزامپل اف می اینڈ یو ویئر فرینڈس یو سی سم تھنگ رانگ ان می یو ول ریپ اپ مائی فالٹ with love, affection, care, wrapping me, you wrap up presents,
you will take my fault, wrap it up with love, kindness and care, wrap it up, and then you will give that to me as a present. Right? Like in Christmas they give presents to each other. Right? Present. And that is my true friend. In friendship, what do you give to each other? A Muslim, I like you, here's a Muslim iPhone 4 for you. That's a good friend. Yeah. So, you know, I really like you, here's a Xbox Kinect for you, 360. Yeah. I really like you, here's a BMW. We're friends. It's okay, you can take it, you know. Yeah, you're my good friend, here's a house. Paid up. Like 350,000 house, paid up, it's for you. What I will say to that is a very good friend of mine. He's the best friend I have. He gave me a BMW, he gave me a car, he gave me Xbox Kinect, you know, he gave me a iPhone 4. He's my best friend. What if this friend says, you know, I've seen you lie, and I don't like it, and it's not good for you. Can you please not lie? You know, I've seen you do backbiting, and it's not right. You know, backbiting, there's a lot of punishment, and I don't want you to suffer in hell. So please, as a friend of mine, I don't want to see you suffer in hell. Please don't backbite. What we will say to this friend? He's my worst friend. Whenever I meet him, the only presents I get is my faults. He's always telling me not to do this, not to do that. He's not a friend of mine. You'll try to avoid that friend, but you will try to be close with the other one. The fake one, not the real one. What will happen? On the day of judgment, you will realize that true friend that you had was the second one. Ki aapka jo asal mein dost tha na, वो यही दोस्त था जो आपके ऐबों को प्यार मोहब्बत और अतूफत के अंदर रैप अप करके ना उसको डाल के ऐब को उसके इर्द गिर्द वो रैप अप करके उसको वो आपको एक तोहफा दिया करता था. वो आपका सच्चा फ्रेंड था. ये जिसने घर दे दिया, ये सारा कुछ दे दिया, वो दोस्त थी, असल में दोस्ती नहीं थी. वो देख रहा है कि मैं जहन्नम में जाऊंगा, वो देख रहा है कि मेरे गुनाहों की वजह से मैं खुदा मुझे अजाब देगा, वो देख रहा है कि इन सारे गुनाहों से मैं आखिरत मेरी खराब होगी, लेकिन उसको देखते हुए इतनी दर्द नहीं हुई कि वो मुझको बता दे कि ये जो तू काम कर रहा है आखिरत में तुझे अजाब होगा. ये कैसा दोस्त था मेरा. लेकिन ये कब रियलाइज होगा? रोजे माशर में. तो अल्लाह सुब्हानहु वतआला हैज गिवन अस परमिशन, लाइक यू से Maulana. So what does that mean?
Master.
Our master. The other way translation would be our friend. It would be nice even if you consider me as a friend. Forget about master. I don't care, master or not. But as a friend. If I am your friend, our friend, then my job is to wrap up all the faults in love, kindness, and care, wrap them up and give you as presents. When the Maulana goes on the minbar and starts saying to, you know, to the sisters, you should wear hijab, you should do this, you should do that, nicely, politely, kindly, they say, you know, we're not inviting our friend next time. Why? Because he comes on the minbar, he just talks about, you know, our faults. ये हमारा अच्छा दोस्त नहीं है. हम उस दोस्त को बुलाएंगे जो हमें आके कहेगा कि बस कुछ भी ना करो, अलियुन वलियुल्ला कह दो और उसके बाद जन्नत. वो हमारा अच्छा दोस्त है जो हमें जन्नत बांट के चला जाएगा ना, वो हमारा बहुत अच्छा दोस्त है. हम उसको बुलाएंगे बार बार. सही. तो वी हैव दिस राइट ऑन ईच अदर दैट वी हैव टू डू यामरूना बिल मारूफ और यनहौना अनिल मुनकर. दैट दे these friends or these masters to each other, what do they do? They do amar bil maruf wa nahi anil munkar wa yuqimuna salata wa yu'tuna zakah. Or they establish, like we say yuqimuna salata, the translation comes out, that they establish prayers. There's a little bit of difference in that understanding, establishing prayers. You establish something which is not there. If something is already there, you don't need to establish. There's a little bit difference. قَدْ قَامَتِ السَّلَاةِ قَدْ قَامَتِ السَّلَاةِ. What does it mean? اس کا کیا معنی ہے؟ جب ہم کہتے ہیں قَامَ مِن قَدْ قَامَتِ السَّلَاةِ, what does it mean? اس کا کیا معنی ہوتا ہے؟ Salah has started? Yeah, no, this is not the meaning. Come for Salah? No, that's not the meaning. Get ready for Salah? That's not the meaning. Salat qaim karo bhi nahi hai. Qad qamatis salah. Ji? Start is salat in no? No. You guys do this every day. Qad qamatis salah. You should know the meaning. Aapko maana pata hona chahiye. Qad qamatis salah means? No. It means that salah, namaz has stood up now. Namaz has stood up now. Not you come or you get ready or namaz is starting. No, namaz has stood up now. No, not about to start. Namaz has stood up now. Namaz khadi ho gayi hai. Qad qamat is, yani namaz jo hai wo khadi hone wali hai. Na ki aap khade ho jaye. قد قامت السلام میں زیادہ تر لوگ اس وقت کھڑے ہوتے ہیں. Most of the people, they are sitting down, and then when they say قد قامت السلام, they think that it is for them to stand up now.
Yes.
Yeah.
For example, same like to قد قامت السلام now.
Yes. Yeah. It's true. I think I do. Yani, you're saying that they tried not to have the... Yeah. They wanted... Yeah. It's still going on right now. I think the brother is trying to say that, you know, Yazid or the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they tried to kill Salah. You can't kill something that you can only kill something which is alive. If it's not alive, you can't kill it. So namaz was alive, they wanted to kill it. So salah in itself is saying that qad qamatis salah, namaz is about to stand up. Not you stand up, but namaz is about to stand up. Because salah in itself has power. The salah which is sitting down has no power. The salah which is standing has power. What does it do with its power? It stops you from doing munkar and fuhsh things. Things without a purpose. Namaz, jo ki khadi namaz hoti na, wo namaz kya karti hai? Aapko munkar aur fahisha se dur rakhti hai. Yani uske andar itni taakat hoti hai. اور آپ یہ کہہ رہے ہوتے ہیں قامت کے اندر کہ یہ جو نماز کھڑی ہو رہی ہے یہ بیٹھی ہوئی نماز نہیں ہے, یعنی بیٹھی ہوئی نماز آپ کو منکر اور فاحش چیزوں سے نہیں روکتی. The salah which is sitting down does not stop you from منکر and فاحش things. So who are these people? These are those people whose salah, whose namaz is standing up, it's strong, and this strength that they have together, by that, they're able to do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi Munkar with each other, plus they can do to the enemy who are against them. A very big difference. Isme bahut fark hai. Yani ye log kaise hain, ye dusre ke sath Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi Munkar karte hain, aur us tarah ki namaz jo hai, wo namazein jo ki khadi hui namazein, baithi hui namazein nahi, ye khadi hui namazein jo hain wo padhte hain, inke jo namaz hai uske andar itni taqat hoti hai کہ ایک تو اپنے ساتھ امر بن معروف کرتے ہیں, دوسرا کیا جو ان کا دشمن ہے اس کے ساتھ بھی متحد ہو کے امر بن معروف و نہی منکر کرتے ہیں. یعنی آج یہ جو ہمارا دشمن ہے اس کے خلاف کیوں نہیں آواز اٹھ رہی؟ اس لیے کہ جو نمازیں پڑھی جا رہی ہیں وہ بیٹھی ہوئی نمازیں ہیں.
ان نمازوں کے اندر جان نہیں ہے کہ وہ منکر اور فحش چیزوں سے انسانیت کو بچا سکیں. تو یہ مومنین نہیں ہیں جن کی نمازیں بیٹھی ہوئی نمازیں ہوتی ہیں. مومنین کی نماز کھڑی ہوئی نماز ہوتی ہے, اتنی طاقت ہوتی ہے کہ وہ جو دشمن ہے اس کے خلاف بھی اور ایک دوسرے کے بھی کے لیے امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر کر سکتے ہیں. ساتھ ہیں میرے, ٹھیک ہے؟ The reason why people are actually Hajj is there, the rest of the Hajj we will do inshallah maybe next week. 2 million people prayed Salah together. 2 million people prayed Salah shoulder to shoulder at Hajj time. If the Salah was to give them the strength of the Salah, which is a standing Salah, which is a firm Salah, which is a Salah that has power, 2 million people's powerful Salah would have allowed them to overpower any enemy which is oppressing them. Any enemy. یہ ہو ہی نہیں سکتا کہ 2 million لوگ جا کے نماز کو, یعنی اس نماز کو جس نماز کے اندر طاقت ہو اس کو پڑھیں, پڑھنے کے بعد یعنی وہ دشمن ان کا پھر بھی دشمن جو ہے وہ شکست نہ کھائے. یہ ہو نہیں سکتا. اگر نماز ان کی بیٹھی ہوئی تھی تو 2 million کیا 4 million پڑھ لیں, ان کے اندر طاقت آنے والی کوئی نہیں. Even if there were 10 million people at Hajj and they prayed the Salah which has no power, they would not say anything to the oppressor. If there were 1 billion people, even if 1 billion people went to Hajj at the same time and recited Salah at the same time, and if the Salah was a standing Salah, if it was a sitting Salah, it would not give them the power to be able to put a voice against oppression. Munkar kaun hai? What is Munkar today? Munkar is someone that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this person is out of the mercy of mine. Sharab, drinking is Munkar. Munkar, that Sharab is out of the dire, out of the circle of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is a Munkar? Munkar is an oppressor who's been oppressing the Palestinian people for the last 60 years. Who is an oppressor? The policy which is oppressing Muslims around the world. That policy is a Munkar. Those people who are implementing this policy, they're Munkar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy does not surround them. So if your Salah is strong, is powerful, you will be able to do Amar bin Maruf or Nahi anil Munkar with each other and also to the oppressor. یہ ہمارا مسئلہ ہے. نمازیں لوگ یعنی کیا نمازیں کوفہ میں نہیں پڑھی جا رہی تھیں؟ کوفہ میں نماز پڑھی گئی تھی, پڑھی انہوں نے نماز پڑھنے کے بعد ان کی نمازیں بیٹھی ہوئی نمازیں تھیں. ان نمازوں نے ان کو اتنی طاقت نہیں دی کہ جو ماں اس کو گھر لے کے جائے یا اس ماں سے کہے کہ میں نے بیعت کیا اپنے امام وقت کے ساتھ, میں گھر نہیں جا سکتا. جو بھائی ہے وہ اپنی بہن سے کہے کہ میں گھر نہیں جا سکتا, میں نے ابھی یہ جو نماز پڑھی ہے اس نماز نے مجھے جو طاقت دی ہے اس طاقت سے میں تیرے ساتھ گھر نہیں جا سکتا. اس طاقت سے وہ جو میں نے امام وقت کے ساتھ بیعت کی ہے مجھے اس بیعت کو نبھانا ہے. یعنی پیپل ان کوفہ دے پریڈ نماز, بٹ دیر نماز واز ناٹ اے اسٹینڈنگ پریئر, their prayer was a sitting prayer. That prayer did not have enough power to tell the mother who was trying to pull him to home that I cannot go home because I have paid my allegiance to Imam Hussain Satwas. The brother did not have enough strength to say to his sister that I don't want to go home, I want to do my obligation, which is that I've done allegiance to the Imam of time. They did not have enough strength because their Salah was not giving them strength, because their Salah was not a powerful standing Salah.
Yani, see how important it is, this what we just did, Maghribain that we read together. If this Maghribain truly was yani, a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after you've met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are you going to be afraid of? اگر آپ کی ملاقات خدا کے ساتھ ہوئی ہے اس خدا کے ساتھ ملاقات کے بعد اب آپ کس سے ڈریں گے کسی سے نہیں آپ ڈر سکتے جو شخص ابھی خدا سے مل کر آیا ہے وہ ڈر سکتا ہے کسی سے نماز از ناٹ اے ریچول اٹس ناٹ یعنی اٹس ناٹ اے فیچر آف آور مذہب آف آور ریلیجن نماز از دا وائٹمن that is the mu'min gets, which gives him strength to be able to accomplish those tasks that are impossible for someone who is not a mu'min, someone who does not pray salah. Hame kya vitamins milte hain? Yani jo Yazid ki army mein the, aaya wo namaz nahi padh rahe the, wo bhi namaz padh rahe the, lekin unko kya strength mili usse? Kuch bhi nahi mili. کوفہ کے بازاروں میں جو بیبیاں گئی ہیں وہاں پہ جو ان کو پتھر مارنے والے تھے آیا وہ نماز ہی نہیں تھے جن لوگوں نے ان کو رسیوں میں ڈالا آیا وہ لوگ نماز ہی نہیں تھے جنہوں نے امام سجاد کے گلے میں توپ ڈالی اور وہ توپ آپ کو بتایا کیسی تھی نا اس کے اندر تھے اس کے نیلز نا وہ توپ کے وہ باہر رکھتے ہوتے تھے امام سجاد کے لیے جو توپ بنائی گئی تھی اس کے اندر جو نیلز تھے وہ اندر کی طرف تھے یعنی اب آپ امیجن کرو کہ یہ جو توق ہے یہ گرم ہوتی ہے کربلا کی دھوپ سے کوفہ کی دھوپ سے شام کی دھوپ سے سفر میں ہے یہ گرم ہوتی ہے اور وہ جو کیل ہیں وہ امام کی گردن میں جو ہیں وہ لگتے ہیں ہر قدم کو جو امام لیتے ہیں وہ کیل جو ہے ان کی گردن میں لگ رہے ہیں ذرا یہ آیا وہ شخص جس نے کہ یہ توق ڈالا وہ نمازی نہیں تھا یعنی the neck iron brace the neck brace that was put in Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam's neck had nails inside so every the sun is shining the iron would get hot these nails would get hot and they will burn and go in the skin of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam and every step that imam was taking this toq would move this brace would move and it would go in the skin of imam sajjad after the battlefield of karbala when imam had returned to medina these ye jo unke nishan hai na ye his wounds healed but the sign of those wounds never left him his neck had that wound his feet had the wounds and he had some other wounds on his back that Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam did not realize what they were jab Imam Sajjad ko ghusl diya hai Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam ne Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam ne unhe dekhe unhone jo zakhm Imam ko jo hai wo Karbala aur Kufa aur Sham ke andar us toq ne aur zanjeeron ne dale wo zakhm Imam ke un nishanon ko dekha lekin امام نے اور بھی دیکھے نیل دیکھے نا امام سجاد کی کمر پہ نیل دیکھے اب وہ جو نیل دیکھے تو وہ نیل جو ہے ان کو کوفہ اور شام میں نہیں ملے وہ نیل کیسے تھے وہ نیل امام سجاد کی اس بوجھ سے آئے تھے جو وہ راتوں کو اٹھ کے غریبوں کی مدد کے لیے کھانے کو لے کر جاتے تھے یعنی امام سجاد علیہ السلام had bruises on his back These bruises were not from Kufa or Sham. These bruises were from the food that he used to carry at night. He used to carry the food for the people who did not have food and he would go all night going and giving to the poor people this food. And it wasn't that it was only this Imam who did that. You can say that Imam Sajjad did this because he saw the hunger of Imam Hussein or he saw the hunger of little kids in Kufa and Sham. That because of that he was motivated to give to the poor. It wasn't that. His motivation wasn't that. Every imam did that at night. اگر آپ اس کے حوالے سے سوچ رہے ہیں تو امام سجاد کو جب وہ بھوک پتہ کب یاد آتی تھی, وہ بھوک تب یاد آتی تھی جب امام خود کھانا کھاتے تھے. جب امام خود کھانا کھاتے تھے اس وقت وہ روتے تھے, کس وجہ سے؟ کہ ان کو کوفہ کے اندر اور شام کے اندر یاد آتا تھا کہ جو بی بی زینب تھیں وہ کتنے دن اپنے آپ کو بھوکا رکھتی تھیں, پاکوں کے ساتھ ہوتی تھیں کہ چھوٹے بچے جو ہے ان کو روٹی مل جائے. امام سجاد یوز ٹو ریمبر دا ہنگر ان کربلا, بٹ ہی یوز ٹو ریمبر دا ہنگر آف کربلا وین ہی ایٹ ہمسیلف. وین ہی ایٹ ہمسیلف از دا ٹائم دیٹ ہی کرائیڈ, remembering the hunger of the little kids in the prison of Sham, where the little kid and his family was not given enough food for each other, where there were 50 people but there was only food given for 20 people, where the 30 had to stay hungry so that the 20 that included the kids as well could be fed. ان کی نمازوں نے ان کو کیوں نہیں اسٹرینتھ دی؟ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse the enemies of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse those people who oppressed the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse those people who have oppressed, who are oppressing the Muslims around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them out of this mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them out of this mercy in this world and the next world. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہمیں توفیق دیں کہ ہم